Oh, hi, Jesus. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance.
Oh, yeah. So how can I help you, ma'am?
So we're having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, so there's, I don't know, there's just a bunch of different things. I had to open a new account, and then I'm getting my new, because I'm banking with a different company now.
Oh,
but
I see.
At the same time, I just wasn't sure if I wanted to keep doing marketing with Local Splash at the time, not for the time being, just because I'm just super busy right now, and I think I have the work that I'm comfortable with.
Okay, so I need to give you some options then, because if you recall in the terms and conditions and the voice verification recording, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $318 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel it with the past due balance.
That's okay. I understand that.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say the good news is, that you are catching it in time because come, you know, June 24th, that would have reoccurred another charge. But also, you said that you were just thinking of canceling it because you're, you know, super busy right now. So I wanted to let you know, excuse me, that a seasonal hold is also an option. Where, you know, once we get this past due payment up to speed, you could pause your billing. And then when you slow down and ready to take on more, you call in and you just reinstate it. That way you're not paying for it during months where you're not using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that part, Tina.
Yeah. Also, they've been trying to reach you regarding the Google video verification. That's a very important part of the process. Just to let you know what's happening behind the scenes there is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So that video, it's a quick, like, 10-minute process where you just go on and you upload a couple of things to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. And then Google says, okay, this is great. Now we can publish him. So just to let you know, sometimes people see that and they get intimidated because they're like, oh, I don't have time for a Zoom call. It's not even a Zoom call. You just upload a couple of things, right?
Okay.
The second thing people get intimidated by is it'll say, if you have a business license, send that, or a registration, or insurance, or a work vehicle with a license plate, or a picture of your tools, or an invoice, or a business card. So sometimes people get intimidated and think they have to send all 7 or 8 items on the list. And don't stress out about that at all. Let's say you only have 2 or 3 of them. That's perfectly fine. Just upload whatever you have, and that will help us get it verified and published with Google, okay?
Okay, so yeah, I think I'll go with the seasonal hold. I am just waiting for. We've also run into some complications with some of my clients because I'm working with big companies and they're doing direct deposit.
Okay.
And we've been going back and forth with payments just because they went through with it on their end, and I'm saying I'm not receiving anything, so. That's why I switched banks. So hopefully, you know, we could prevent that. But once
again,
that's
frustrating. Okay. So just to let you know, I can't apply the seasonal hold until this is taken care of, but you have plenty
of
time. You have, all the way till like June 21st before you're in jeopardy of getting charged again. So as long as you get it paid before then, what I can do is pause June, July, and August. They can do up to 90 days at a time, and then it would reinstate in September. If come August you realize you need more time, no problem. You just call us, and you do it for another 3 months, okay?
Understood, ma'am.
Okay, great. All right, well, I'm so glad that we talked. If, you know, you have any questions down the road, you can call me. If not, I'll probably follow up maybe end of next week or something like that, okay?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good rest of your day, too.
You too, Tina. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Bye-bye.